Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us. Keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Sun who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to His only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at His terrible anger. Smoke came forth from His nostrils and scorching fire from His mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under His feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness His covering, the dark waters of the clouds His tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings, and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
He rewarded me because I was just. Repaid me, for my hands were clean. For I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love, and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance. And scatter my darkness.
All wondered at the words of grace,
which came from the mouth of the Lord.
From the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, my wrath is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and make them his stately war horse. From him shall come leader and chief, from him warrior's bow and every officer. They shall all be warriors, trampling the mire of the streets in battle. They shall wage war because the Lord is with them, and shall put the horsemen to rout. I will strengthen the house of Judah, the house of Joseph I will save. I will bring them back, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had never cast them off, for I am the Lord, their God, and I will hear them. Then Ephraim shall be valiant men, and their hearts shall be cheered as by wine. Their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them to come together, and when I redeem them, they will be as numerous as before. I sowed them among the nations, yet in distant lands they remember me. They shall rear their children and return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into Gilead and into Lebanon, but these shall not suffice them. I will cross over to Egypt and smite the waves of the seas, and all the depths of the Nile shall be dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be cast down, and the scepter of Egypt taken away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk in His name, says the Lord. Open your doors, Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Well, you cypress trees, for the cedars are fallen, the mighty have been despoiled. Well, you oaks of Bashan, for the impenetrable fortress is cut down. Hark, the wailing of the shepherds, their glory has been ruined. Hark, the roaring of the young lions, the jungle of the Jordan is laid waste. The word of the Lord. I shall restore them because I have compassion on them, for I am the Lord their God.
Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord.
On that day, the Lord of hosts shall be a crown of glory, a brilliant diadem for the remnant of his people.
Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord.
A reading from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The just man will receive in the Lord and put his hope in him. The hearts of all good men will be filled with joy. We must surely have sung these words with our hearts as well as with our voices. Indeed, the tongue of the Christian expresses his deepest feelings when it addresses such words to God. The just man will rejoice not in the world, but in the Lord. Light has dawned for the just, Scripture says in another place, and joy for the upright of heart. Were you wondering what reason he has for joy? Here you are told, the just man will rejoice in the Lord. Another text runs, delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. What are we instructed to do then, and what are we enabled to do? To rejoice in the Lord. But who can rejoice in something he does not see? Am I suggesting that we see the Lord then? No, but we have been promised that we shall see Him. Now as long as we are in the body, we walk by faith, for we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. When will it be by sight? Beloved, says John, we are now the sons of God. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. When this prophecy is fulfilled, then it will be by sight. That will be the great joy, the supreme joy, joy in all its fullness. Then we shall no longer drink the milk of hope, but we shall feed on the reality itself. Nevertheless, even now, before the vision comes to us, or before we come to that vision, let us rejoice in the Lord. For it is no small reason for rejoicing to have a hope that will someday be fulfilled. Therefore, since the hope we now have inspires love, the just man rejoices. Scripture says, in the Lord. But because he does not yet see, it immediately goes on to say, and hopes in him. Yet already we have the first fruits of the Spirit, and have we not also other reasons for rejoicing? For we are drawing near to the one we love. And not only are we drawing near, we even have some slight feeling and taste of the banquet we shall one day eagerly eat and drink. But how can we rejoice in the Lord if he is far from us? Pray God he may not be far. If he is, that is your doing. Love, and he will draw near. Love, and he will dwell within you. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety. Are you puzzled to know how it is that He will be with you if you love? God is love. What do you mean by love, you will ask me? It is that which enables us to be loving. What do we love? A good that words cannot describe. A good that is forever giving. A good that is the creator of all good. Delight in Him from whom you have received everything that delights you. But in that I do not include sin, for sin is the one thing that you do not receive from Him. With that one exception, everything you have comes from Him.
The unseen God lies hidden from you. If you wish to see God, believe in Him, though you cannot yet see Him.
Walk on in faith, and you shall someday see His face.
If faith has not consoled you along the path of life, you will never enjoy the blessed privilege of seeing Him in His kingdom.
Walk on in faith, and you shall someday see His face.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to You, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the Author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.